Christ. Before I get started on this lesson this morning, I just want to let you know this. This is a lesson that I did about a year ago, but I just felt that it would be appropriate if I would do it now. I'm not questioning anyone's here beliefs, because your belief is your own. I'm not God. It's not for me to pass judgment on anyone, but I am speaking on behalf of the Lord this morning. This lesson that I have prepared this morning is something that I am very, very passionate about. With help from God, this morning, I'm going to speak on behalf of the unborn child. I've asked God to take charge this morning and to help me get through this service. My heart goes out to those who cannot speak for themselves, and so should yours. God has blessed me with this time to stand before his congregation and to stand before him himself, and I only pray that I serve him well. Before we get started, guys, I ask that you bow with me at this time. Lord, we need, we who are here, Lord, we need you forever. Thank you, Lord, for days that turn into nights and nights that turn into days. Thank you, Lord, for the promise of eternal life and for life itself. Thank you, Lord, for every child who is born. And remember those children who are being mistreated and those whose lives have been cut short. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. January the 22nd, 2021, marked the 48th anniversary of the landmark Supreme Court ruling of Roe versus Wade, which has resulted in an estimated 62 million abortions, according to one analyst. The National Right to Life Committee, the nation's oldest pro-life organization, say it reached an estimate of 62,502,904 abortions. This was from data from the Centers for Disease Control and the Guttmacher Institute, which previously served as a research arm of the nation's premier abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. Since Guttmacher's latest data was from 2017, the National Right to Life Committee used the number from that year, 862,320, to project figures for 2018 through 2020. While CDC has provided counts up to the year 2018, its numbers are limited due to the exclusion of California, New Hampshire, and Maryland. In these three states, the number of abortions were never accounted for. society as a whole has something at stake when one human being claims the right to kill another or to decide who is worthy of life. The National Right to Life Committee was founded in the mid-1960s in response to abortion laws being liberalized in various states. The National Right to Life Committee is the oldest and largest national grassroots anti-abortion organization in the United States, with affiliates in all 50 states and more than 3,000 chapters nationwide. The committee founder was Dr. John Wilkes, who died on February 21st, 2015, at the age of 89. At this time, I would like to read a poem that I have shared with many people, with this church, other churches. But I'd like to take time to share this with you this morning. It's a, but before I read this poem, as children of God, I want you to let these words live inside of your heart. Let these words marinate into your soul. I want you to feel the sadness and the hurt that I feel this morning. I want you to leave here with a broken heart. Most of all, Church of Christ, I want you to remember the 62 million babies who have been slaughtered and killed. My poem is titled, Remember the Unborn. It took me probably about 2 months to write this, but I had to find the right words. I had to ask God for guidance and leadership. In other words, I had to ask God to write it for me. It reads, do you remember me? I am the unborn. We never met one another because, unlike you, I was never given the chance to live. I didn't even have a name. I was once called the gift of life, but now I will never see my mother or father. I will never see a bird fly. I will never go to school. And I will never have the opportunity to play with another child. I didn't even have a voice. I was too small to speak for myself. But if I could, I would ask this question. What did I ever do to deserve such an awful punishment? Life has already passed me by, but there are many, many more just like me, waiting and hoping to live, waiting and hoping to be born, to see the sun, to see a bird fly, to go to school or to play with another child. So next time you go to God in prayer, remember me. Remember the unborn. Luke 1:44 says, the baby in my womb leap for joy. When I was born, my mother was only 14 years old. She was a child herself. But she was blessed to have two very special aunts, Miss Sister and Miss Gladys. When Miss Sister took me in, I was only 4 days old, 3 pounds. And together, her and Miss Gladys gave me the best life that any child could ever have. Even though Miss Sister did not bring me into this world, she will always be the only mother that I have ever known. I will forever thank God for bringing those special ladies into my life, for loving, providing, and giving me a life that I will always remember. Church of Christ, there are still good people in this world. I thank God every day for the two who found me. I could have been an abortion, but two people took a stand and took a chance. Miss Sister and Miss Gladys gave me a home and raised me as their own. How could I ever forget that? So now I speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. There are many people in this world who would do anything to become a parent. People are waiting in line and going through the process every day to adopt a child, to complete their family, or to give love to a child who is no longer wanted, to a child who is hoping and waiting to live, hoping and waiting to be born. One person's loss could be another person's gain. The innocent and most vulnerable among us are babies inside and outside of the womb. Thousands of unborn babies are being killed every year. the abortionists show no mercy. There's only one God, and no living soul has the right to take away life, to take away what he has made. In John 10:10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the fullest." Destroying life in the womb is not life to the fullest. Destroying life in the womb is murder, sin, and abortion. John 1, verses 3 and 4 reads, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing has been made that has been made. In him was life." Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth." This next page here, I thought I would drop a few words to God. I thought I would write him a letter so he could read it. And it says, "Lord, in your love for us, protect us against the wickedness of the devil. And remember those helpless little ones to whom you have given the gift of life. Lord, teach with pity, touch with pity, the heart of every pregnant woman, and help them to see that the child they carry is made in the image of God, and theirs also. And bless the new father to be, to encourage life and not death. Dispel their fear and selfishness, and give to them true hearts to love and care, and accept and give much needed love to their gift from God. Luke chapter 1, verse 41 through 44 reads this way. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leaped for joy. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she said, "As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leap for joy." So clearly the baby in her womb experienced transcendent joy at the voice of Mary. Church of Christ, that's an experience that only a human could feel. Elizabeth said to Mary, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord said she would accomplish. Mary said to Elizabeth, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name." You who have done great things, deliver your unborn from the hands of the wicked. Let your glory be all over the earth. Lord, you made the summer and the winter. You established the sun and the moon. The day is yours, and yours also the night. Genesis 1, verse 27 reads, "Male and female, God, you created them both." The word from God, from the book of Isaiah. "Listen to me, you whom I have upheld since you were conceived, and have carried since your birth, even to your old age and gray hairs. I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. To whom will you compare me or count me equal? I make known the end from the beginning. What I have said, that will I bring about. What I have planned, that will I do. My purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away. I will grant my salvation to my people. Unborn and born lives are equal before God. It is extremely important that the Lord does not consider unborn children to be of less worth than born ones, as do the abortionists. Church of Christ, our children are one of our greatest gifts from God, and if one should suffer, we all should feel the pain. And when one is born, we should thank God for the joy that it brings. First Corinthians 12, verse 26 and 27 says, if one part suffers, excuse me, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. Jeremiah 10:23 reminds us, it says, I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for him to direct his steps. Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many. The world should never forget that God giveth, and only God should take away. Every man, woman, and child was created in the image of God. Male and female, big and small, God made us all. Children of God, the unborn is a human life. And the truth of this statement is self-evident, but nonetheless has been questioned by those who have a vested interest in the taking of unborn life. The Bible is quite explicit about unborn life. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 15 reads, for you, God, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. David, who wrote this psalm, refers to himself in the womb as I and me, making it clear that he himself was there, and not just something that turned into him at birth. Inside or outside of the womb, life is precious. Every man, woman, and child has been blessed by God the right to live by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. From every corner of the world, as far as you can see, God created it all. Who's to say who lives and who dies? Lord, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Lord, your hand shaped me and made me. Did you not clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones, strength, resilience, and power? You, Lord, gave me life. The Bible says of our Creator that in his hands is the life of every living thing and the breath of every human being. All of life is sacred. And human life is the most valuable and precious commodity in the world. Cursed is the man who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person. The sixth commandment, written in stone by the hand of God himself, command that thou shall not kill. Church of Christ, the unborn is a person. On January 22nd, 1973, the United States Supreme Court stated in Roe versus Wade that the unborn was not fully a person. But the Bible disagrees. Jeremiah verses 1, chapter 1, verse 5 reads, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. As God said to Jeremiah, before you and I was formed in the womb, God knew who and what we would be. We were all set apart. We are a part of creation, a creation called the human race. We are the property of God. Matthew 10:30, Jesus says, even the hairs on your head are all numbered. We are not the property of man. We are the property of God. Keep in mind, this lesson is a year old. The Supreme Court was wrong then, and the Supreme Court is wrong now. Our children are a blessing from God. Psalms 127:3 reads, behold, children are a blessing from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like armor in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one youth. God places a very high value on children and encourages us to bring them into our life. But in the matter of abortion now, God hates hand that shed innocent blood. Church of Christ, maybe you can tell me, but I can't configure this out. Other than Jesus Christ, is there anyone who is more innocent than an unborn child? According to the word of God, abortion is first degree murder. If the laws against murder in America was applied equally to all murders, the abortionist would be getting the same penalty as all other killers. Genesis 9:6 says, whoever shed the blood of man unjustly, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of man has God made man. Revelation 6:10 says, how long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood. Romans 12:19 says, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, said the Lord. Murder is murder. And Christians should be working overtime to bring this unjust condemnation about, rather than letting the abortionists grow wealthy on human blood. And to all of them who sit back and let this go on, in the words of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In John 16:21, as Jim read in the opening verse, it says, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish of her, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born to the world. Isaiah 49:15 says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, God said, I will not forget you. Society continuously seeks to devalue the lives of the unborn, creating its own definition of humanity based on distorted views of morality. But the undeniable fact is that life begins at creation, and a human is created as soon as he or she is conceived. God is present at our creation. He is, in fact, our creator. Our value as human beings in his image is conceived even before we are. There was a time when I never would have thought that this morning lesson would even be necessary, and that a time would come when we would have to fight on behalf of our unborn babies. You often hear me say that all lives matter, and there is a reason why I say every life matters. Reason being, because it does. It's up to you and me, and every man and every woman of God, to come together to put an end to this senseless slaughter. And destruction of human life. God in heaven, we are your children. Jesus, where are your disciples? Where are their voices? Where are their hearts? Where is their compassion? How much longer will we allow your seed to be persecuted? Jeremiah 48:10 said, a curse on him who is lax in doing the Lord's work. But 1 John 2:17 says, whoever does the will of the Lord will live forever. In a rural field with sinful people, Church of Christ, what is God asking you to do? What is your task? Will you deny yourself and take up the cross and follow Jesus? Will you do the work of Jesus Christ? Colossians 3:24 says, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. As I said, this was a year ago. Excuse me. I am 65 years old. I'm 66 now. I am 65 years old, and I thank God for it all. These people who kill our unborn children, they too were given the gift of life. Now they live to take life from another. How soon they forget. They call themselves men and they call themselves women. So if this is true, pick on someone your own side. It's not up to you to kill or mistreat any child. Who do they think they are? But you know what? It's something that they don't know. The unborn child has an ace in the hole. His name is Jesus Christ. And he sits on the right-hand side of God the Father. Psalm 68:5 says, the Lord is a father to the fatherless. 2 Chronicles 20:15 reminds us, it says that the battle belongs to the Lord. My closing statement sounds like this. Change my heart, O Lord. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me. This is what I pray. Give me the heart of a servant, tender, faithful, and true. Use me, O Lord, so that the world may see you. I ask that you bow with me one time, one last time, to close in prayer. Lord, you have heard the plea. Father, give hope to this prayer. The unborn are small and weak, but you, Lord, are mighty and strong. Lord, you are our first and last line of defense. Touch the hearts, mind, and soul of those who murder and destroy. Poems are not working and letters don't seem to matter. Oh Lord, come into this world and change what needs to be changed and save what needs to be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church of Christ, like I said, I stand up here. After you heard my sermon, I don't judge anyone for what they do. I'm not God. But I know myself. I was born from a mother who was only 14 years old. And as I heard, she was close to having an abortion because she didn't know what to do. But two ladies stepped in. God sent them to be with her at that time, gave her hope. God fought for me. Now I fight for him. My sermon has come to an end. The doors of the church are now open. If you'd like to come forth for prayer, if you'd just like to come to the altar and leave something for God, we ask that you come now and we prepare to stand and sing.